spoken to the Kilmar behind the scenes. You might recall that this production started last year. In fact, before Misfits Audio ever came into existence. It was at Kilmar.net. There were a lot of delays, mostly production-oriented, and... Well, the first producer had a disaster with his computer, so he started a couple of scenes, but was not able to finish. So I looked around, and finally we persuaded John Speck to come in, and he did just episode one for us, which was fantastic. Because I know a lot of you had been waiting so long for it to come out. Hopefully we will have Gary Corbin back for episode two. If not, the search for a producer will continue. This is a lot of the behind the scenes that you probably already have heard. And I believe I've pronounced Laura Frischit's name wrong. I don't know. So, sorry about that. And if you've heard these already, then you can stop here. If not, fantastic. These were audios that I recorded sort of in the run-up, during the break when all the delays were happening and I felt like something ought to come out on the feed. So, yeah. There will be a separate feed for Kilmar because I'd already started one. These will also be always on the regular Misfits feed, so if you have subscribed to the Misfits feed, there's no need to also subscribe to the Kilmar exclusive feed. And if you've already subscribed to the Kilmar exclusive feed, there's no need to subscribe. You get the idea. So without further ado, here are the original behind the scenes that I've put together. And hopefully there will be an episode two. If not, in a few years, look for the novel, which will be coming out, I hope.
The artist's quarters. There. I warn you, rah. I warn you, it can be a bit much to take in at first. No, that's definitely German and it's wrong. Too. Wrong. It's German. It's a German too. It's not German. It can be a bit much to take in it. Was completed. It's a tongue that's going down there. And there. Something tells me Olivia might have a bit of a thing for me. Even though I can't make up my mind whether to be French or German.
Darren, use the pyramid. Try that one again. Yeah, we leave him be and try to find our own pyramid. I always used to have an eye.
Each poet has a different retreat. Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be a private... anymore, would it? Maybe you can... Maybe you won't be chosen and can just resume your life. Not want... I'm sure I could tell you were only pretending to not want to leave.
And now comes the annual What the Narrator Sound Like.
We can go with the more old style of narration here. Ah, yes. Welcome to Masterpiece Theatre. No. La 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 la.
Well, y'all want to come and see Kilmar? The voice talents of?
No comment.
Welcome to Kilmar. I am doing an irritating high female voice.
Perfect.
Well, I'm only here for a month and won't be... Do you even hear me? What if we never get out? What if we're chosen? Wait a minute. Weren't there flaming torches at the beginning of the passage? Where did those go? Did we drop them? Hey, maybe we'll start a forest fire and burn down a path towards, the new village or something, blah 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 blah. I just want this to sound kind of natural, you know.
Kilmar. The sound effects. One of the features of Kilmar is that Anything you ask for within reason that will help you with artistic pursuits just appears. And I wanted a specific sound for this. There is a sort of semi-Tibetan feel to a lot of the soundscape. And I asked Stevie K. Farnaby, who's a sound engineer, to create a sort of set for me. And I got this for something that appears. And of course, you don't want all this stuff everywhere. So when you're done with it, you ask it to disappear, and it does. Here's the sound for that. And this is an overall general magical sound for all and sundry items. So thank you to Stevie K. Farnaby, and that is your first look at some of the sound effects that will be going into Kelmar. I will hopefully be posting several teasers for you here in the weeks to come. Remember, audition lines are due in February 11th, and hopefully we will have something by April, perhaps earlier, but that depends. The main recurring characters in Kelmar have now been cast. We heard about Olivia and James last week, and now we have the rest of the cast. So we're going to begin with Harold, or Harry, and he will be voiced by David MacGyver. I believe this is the first production that Mr. MacGyver was able to use his Scottish accent, so that's rather exciting. And here is a clip from his audition.
They wouldn't put you in prison for ignoring a sign in a ruin, would they? I know, we saw. I think you gave one of the old guides a heart attack. Off drawing furiously somewhere. He must have already painted his own trainers 100 times. I don't know why he doesn't find some other subject matter.
The character of Ian will be voiced by Paul Mannering. Yes, that is the Mannering from Birkensea.com. I could not resist the accent, as you will see in this clip. I will warn you, there's some background sounds that will not be there in the final product. So, that was his telly that he had left on. Yes, I don't mind if you leave your telly on in the auditions. However, it is, of course, lovely if you don't. But it is Paul Mannering, and Mannering can do whatever he wants.
I'm nervous. I always draw when I'm nervous. I wouldn't fancy climbing those steps. I always used to have my iPod when I painted. I'm not used to the silence.
And now the gorgeous character of Anton will be portrayed by David Alt. You probably know him from all over, really. Pendant, Darker, etc. He's probably most famous for his role as Byron. And here is a clip from his audition.
She was quite distraught upon arriving. You seem to be holding up relatively well. So is a regular cycle of all sorts of weather and light to facilitate any art that is being completed. You can request a change. I recall someone telling me it was sunset for over 2 months as the painting was completed.
Of course, he has a sister, the character that is, Katya. And this was difficult. There were a lot of lovely auditions, and I decided to go with April Sadowski. I hope I pronounced that correctly. She just got married, so congratulations. And you probably know her from LadyFromDay.com. She has a wonderful audio novel dramatized, I forget the technical word for it. I liked her voice because it had that sort of youthfulness and just the right hint of accent, so here we are.
I try not to be around him. He talks a lot. I usually prefer solitude, but everyone seems to like it when I play for them here. Agapito says it is demeaning to play music during meals, but I like seeing people happy.
The mysterious Agapito will be voiced by Nkafwan. That's short for encaffeinated, which I would assume means he likes coffee, but in any case, I don't care if your name's a trifle odd. He has a wonderful voice, perfect for the role. So I will, however, be doing some tweaking to it. So for your entertainment, I will follow this with his straight audition, and then what I'll probably be doing to the voice to augment it.
You three are now Hermeti. For 1 month you shall be watched in your artistic pursuits. If you are found wanting, I shall send you back to the outside world with no knowledge of this valley. If you are chosen, you shall spend the remainder of your lifetime in Kel'Mar.
You three are now Hermeti. For 1 month you shall be watched in your artistic pursuits. If you are found wanting, I shall send you back to the outside world with no knowledge of this valley. If you are chosen, you shall spend the remainder of your lifetime in Kel'Mar.
Last but not least, we have the character of the poet Mycroft. For those of you who are wondering, yes, I did get the idea for the name from Mycroft Holmes, but that's neither here nor there. I thought it was an intriguing name, and ironically, it's for an American character. So, we have Jeremiah McCoy, and wonderful voice actor. Can't say enough good things about him. And here's his audition.
Hue of gold, eyes so old, in your plumage I will enfold. Never cold, I shall mold, ever changing.
For more information, upcoming auditions, extra features, etc., etc., please stop by kelmah.net. That's KELMAH.net.